It's all we've talked about all morning, and it's all we're going to talk about all summer long. The coolest summer ever at Walt Disney World Resorts. Jessica's joining us to talk about that. The magic doesn't end just because the heat goes up. We start chilling everybody out, don't we?
That's right. And it is all about the cool attractions and experiences across the four theme parks, two water parks, and Downtown Disney this summer.
I'm going to need more than a week for this.
You are, because it's going to kick off with Frozen Summer Fun Live at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
That's
It starts
cool.
on June 17th.
People can't wait for that one. That's all they're talking about.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, it is the place to see all your favorite Frozen characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anna, Elsa, Olaf's going to be there this year.
Warm hugs.
And he loves summer.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, of course he does.
So you're going to see him in the parade. You're going to see him in his own special show. Plus, there's the sing-along celebration, which is fun for everyone. Even the adults get into that one.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone knows the words.
It's a nice.
Lot of fun.
We've got, what else?
Well, aside from Frozen Summer Fun, cool attractions in all four of the theme parks. Mild to Wild Thrill. So if you've got little ones.
Ooh, I like that.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
That's
Magic
my
Kingdom.
Favorite. I stood
it's
in line for an hour and a half to get on that because I didn't have a fast pass that day. And we had a 12-year-old who was not leaving the park without getting on that ride. I had a blast. Her mother hasn't forgiven me for it yet because she wasn't quite used to it.
Yeah.
But I had such a wonderful time on that
so
ride.
That is great for everyone. Plus, there's things that are a little more pulse-pounding, like Test Track here at Epcot is one of the favorites as well. So beyond that, though, at the two water parks, Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach, that's where you're going to want to chill out and just kind of relax. You know, you can go on the Lazy River. You can go in the wave pool. But there's some great slides as well. So lots to do at the water parks,
you know,
too.
That's where half our staff disappeared to when it got so hot over the weekend. All of a sudden, it's like, where are you? I'm at the beach. Uh-huh. And you didn't call me because it's a wonderful place to chill out. And, you know, getting that Walt Disney World Florida Resident Annual Pass, you can't beat it because you can be here as often as you want. And, of course, getting a regular annual pass is always the best idea.
Yep.
So if I left anything out.
Well, beyond that, there's Downtown Disney. So everyone
Everyone
needs to eat and do some shopping while on vacation. Downtown Disney is the place to do it, and lots of new venues have opened there as it transitions to Disney Springs. So
that's
definitely
exciting.
Check that out.
I took a brief walk through there over the weekend, and I just kept looking around thinking, that's new. Look at the car going into the water.
Oh,
get
it's
out.
Amazing.
Amphicars? Is that
Amphicars at the boathouse. Beautiful
cool.
waterfront dining location. So definitely want to check out Downtown Disney. And all the information, though, is on our website at disneyworld.com/resident summer.
Perfect. And remember for the contest, hashtag WDW Annual Pass. And go to our website, WDUV.com. We've got all the links to all the cool things going on, including your chance to be sleeping in that Cinderella suite, something that is in a very exclusive prize. And we'd love to give you and your little princess the chance to do that. Jessica, thank you so much. We're looking forward to the coolest summer ever.
Yes.
Thank you.